Okay, we'll get going again, I guess. Yeah, so on Ephesians 1:19 here.
好，我们现在来到以弗所书一章十九节。
To get the context, we'll go back from Ephesians 1:15. So let me share this here.
好，让我们从一章十五节开始看。
Because he mentions about faith, so Paul is impressed. He's grateful that these believers in the church of Ephesus are developing their faith. So he says, hearing of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love to all the saints, remember saints means other believers, I do not cease giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
所以呢，保罗说，因此我既听见你们对主耶稣的信和对众圣徒的爱，就为你们不住的感谢神。祷告的时候常提到你们。
So he's giving thanks to God that these believers are developing their faith.
所以呢，保罗是不断的向神感谢说，啊，因为神可以让这些信徒他们的信心越来越多，然后对神的爱越来越多。
Also praying, this is part of his prayers, that the Lord God of our Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him.
而且呢，保罗又继续为他们祷告祈求说，求我们的主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将属灵的智慧和启示赏给我们，使你们更知道他。
These are all things that come through their studies. So as you study more, you develop faith, you develop wisdom, you develop a revelation. Revelation of God means what God is revealing to us.
也就是说呢，他的整个祷告是在希望我们所有的基督徒呢，能够有更多的信，更多的智慧，以及更多的启示可以给我们。而这个方式呢，最重要的是来自于我们对神的话语的研读。
And then verse 18...He's praying that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Now, we're getting back to perception again. See, remember, perception means learning. And the learning here is through the faith. So, you know, Paul is praying that through your increase in faith, the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, meaning you'll get to see more about God's plan.
那同时呢，因为我们了解就是我们的所有的学习的觉知呢，是来自于信。所以保罗在说呢，你们心中的眼睛既被照明，就知道他的恩召有何等的盼望。就是在这个信中可以，我们学习，因着学习，我们就更有这个盼望，也就是更有信心。
Okay, that you may know the hope of the calling. So you have the word here is elpis again over here. This is the word confidence. You have absolute confidence why he called you.
所以呢，在我们的这个眼睛被照明之后呢，我们的内心的这个绝对的信心就会增长，然后我们就知道了神为什么会呼召我们。
What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
他在圣徒中所得的荣耀基业是何等的丰盛。
Yeah, now the word inheritance, you have this word kleronomia.And this relates normally to your blessings in the future, in eternity, but it can also relate to your blessings in time as well. So there's what we call blessings in time, which means the way God blesses you with special blessings as your inheritance. As, you know, this is the, for the growing believers. You have an inheritance that God gives you on earth, but normally it relates to the eternal blessings, which are far greater.
所以这边所用的这个希腊字的荣耀基业啊，其实一般是用在说我们在天上的基业，但是呢，在这个地方它也可以在讲的是我们现在就可以得到的祝福。
So that's the word inheritance down here. Remember, every person who believes in Jesus Christ is a son of God, but not everybody gets the inheritance.
我们要知道哈，所有的这个基督徒都是神的儿子，但并不是每一个神的儿子都可以得到神的产业。
And that's why you have verses in scripture which says that if you're not a good person and not a good believer, you can lose your inheritance.
所以在这个圣经里面有提过，就是说如果你不是一个好的基督徒，你是有可能会失掉神要给你的基业，神要给你的这些。
Yeah, and that's where some Christians, the religious Christians, look at those verses and say, see, you can lose your salvation. But the passage is not talking about salvation.
所以有一些人会误会哈，以为说会这个不好的基督徒会失去救恩，但这是错的，因为救恩我们只要成为基督徒，相信耶稣基督之后是不可能失去的。所以基督徒都会有救恩，但是基督徒有可能会失去的是神要给我们的产业。
It's quite possible that when you get to heaven, you'll find that the majority, meaning more than 50% of Christians, have lost their inheritance.
而且你可能将来啊，到了天堂的时候会发现，大概会超过50%的基督徒是失去神要给的产业的。
Yeah. Or could it be 95 or 99% of Christians? Yeah, there's levels of inheritance as well, I guess. But I imagine that most Christians would lose a lot of their inheritance because they failed in the spiritual life.
而且呢，说不定失去产业的还不止50%，可能到98%的基督徒都失去了天国的产业，是因为他们属灵生命是没有做到神所期待的。
In Galatians chapter 5, actually, there's a list of sins, which if you do those sins, you will lose inheritance.
在这个加拉太书，加拉太书里面就有提到说呢，哪些罪你犯了，你会失去天国的产业。
Yeah, that's in chapter 5.
哦，第五章，加拉太书第五章。
Yeah, and some of the things are pretty easy, like anger, getting anger and being impatient or something like that. You know, it's sins that we tend to do a lot anyway.
而且那个加拉太书第五章里面所提到的那些会犯的，那个会使我们失去天上的产业的罪，还蛮容易犯的，包括生气。
Yeah.
就失去耐心等等，这种很容易都可能会让我们犯罪的。
Okay, anyway, that's not the subject of our topic for today.
但今天我们不是要谈这件事。
Now we're at the verse Ephesians 1:19. This is where we want to be.
然后呢，我们现在终于进到这个1:19以弗所书。
Okay, we can just read through it in the English quickly, and then we'll go to the graphic that I did up. And it says, "And see, Paul starts off with." Kai, which means and. So now he's saying about what we're learning about, what the faith, the increase in faith is giving us.
然后呢，这边说，并且呢，他就在谈说，我们增加的信可以给我们什么？就我们的信念的增加、增长，可以让我们得到什么？
But he actually puts it as a question.
但是其实呢，他在这边是一个问句。
In English, we have this phrase, we call it a rhetoric question. A rhetoric question is where you ask a question and you expect the person to know the answer. That's how a rhetorical question works.
这个问句呢，是称之为这种叫做有点像明知故问，就是说你他其实在说的时候是用问句，但却代表了是他非常确定听的人知道这个答案是什么。
But it also, it's to encourage the people, if you don't know the answer, it encourages you to think about what is the answer here.
而如果甚至的这种问句法呢，是有点像启发性的，就是你会去思考它该是什么答案。
And see, this is brought up where you have this small word here, T, which just means what or how. It can also mean how as well. See this word here. But they say, and what is? But really, and what or how can it be? I think this is the best way to translate this word, T. How can it be?
这个字呢，是有点说好像这能如何呢？
And really saying, how great is this power?
好，这句话就是我们中文的最后一句啊，就是说这是何等的伟大呢？浩大呢？
What is or how can this great power be? Now, all of these circles represent different kinds of power.
这个现在你看到，他就说这个能力有多浩大呢？这个这是他的问句。那这个能力的这个词呢，在希腊文里面。在光这一经句里面就有四种能力，所以它有四个颜色的不同的圈圈。
Yeah, people like to say, "Oh, I read this really powerful verse in scripture," and now they'll point to a verse that they like. Yeah, sometimes you read a verse in scripture, "Wow, this verse is really powerful," meaning yeah, it has a lot of power for you.
当我们有时候读一个经句说，哇，这个经句实在太有能量，太有能力了，那代表的是这个经句对我们读的人有多大的那个影响力。
But this verse is really powerful, literally, because it mentions all of these power words and adverbs and things like this. It really is the most powerful verse in Scripture, I think, with the number of words that mean power.
而现在我们读的这个经句呢，大概就是圣经里面最有能量的一个经句，因为它里面一下子就放了四种不同的能力。
It starts off with this first word you have in the Greek here, hyperbalo. Hyper means like over the top or surpass. Okay, and then you have the word mega. You know, mega means great, right? It comes out as megathos. But in English, they translate the surpassing greatness, which means this is, we're talking about greatness, which is even greater than great.
就是超级超级的伟大。这两个字的意思就是前面那个字是一个形容词，是超级，后面是伟大。
Before we put this all together, I'll go through all of these words individually, and then we'll piece it together at the end.
因为这个句子哦很不容易解释，所以我们要一个字一个字的来解释，免得大家都搞混了。
The first word here we've had before, dunamis. This is from the word dunamis in the red circle.
红色的这个希腊文的那个圈红色的，就跟那个英文的圈红色的是同一个字，所以 dunamo 那个希腊文呢，就是等于下面的红色的那个 power。
Okay, so the word dunamis here in the red circle relates to the red circle over here, that's power. Remember we had the word dunamis, dynamo, and we have the dynosphere. We talk about the divine dynosphere. So this is a basic word for power.
好，所以这个字呢，就是能力的意思。
And this word here is important. You have the word pisteontas, which means those who believe. See, we are the ones who believe. So you see that the stem of the word here is from pistis.
第二行中间那个刚刚指的那个字呢，是说那些相信的人。
If you don't believe, you don't have this power.
你如果不相信，你就不会有这个能力。
You could even be a Christian, but you don't have this power because you might have put your faith in Jesus for salvation, but then you stopped learning doctrine. You kept on thinking like the unbeliever.
就说如果你是一个基督徒了，你相信耶稣基督给了你救恩。但是你之后你就再不来圣经课，你基本上所有的思维跟所有的非信徒是一样的，那你就等于是把你的可能可以接收的能力全部都放弃了。
You took advantage of the power of God and the power of His Word to believe in Jesus for your eternal salvation. And God expects you to keep on using that power, to keep on believing for your spiritual life.
神呢，他其实是希望你已经接受了耶稣基督而得到了救恩之后，你会继续的利用这样的一个相信去增加你的能力。
Okay, so again, you have to keep believing, which means you need to keep learning about these things. Remember, faith comes from learning the Bible. So as you keep learning, you increase in your faith. And like this verse here, increases your faith.
而你的信心是来自于你不断的学习，所以我们必须要经由不断的学习中间增加我们的信心，也就增加我们的能力。
And understanding a verse like this increases the power that is to you to live the spiritual life.
而相信这样子的经句让我们能够不断的学习，而且让我们在属灵生命上面一直不断的成长。
Okay, now the next word we have down here in the green circle, this is energeos or energian, they say here. We have the word energy from this.
哦，这个 energia 这个绿色圈圈的呢，讲的是那个 energy。Energy 的话是能量。
Okay, so again, yeah, the English word comes from the Greek word. You can see it there. We translate it here as working, though. So that's the green circle down in the English as well. It's working.
好，那我们英文在这边把它翻译成 working， 就是有作用的。
It's actually a noun, though. See, working in the English, we say, is a substantive noun. A substantive noun takes a noun in a verb form. So we say working, but it's a noun.
这边其实是一个动名词。
Yeah, you might say, for example, the inner workings of your computer. So that's a noun, but it's taking the verb and putting it into a noun form. And then you have the word kratos, which they translate here as mighty. That relates to authority or a position of authority.
好，这边再来紫色这个字呢，它其实是代表的是一个权柄。
I've done a blue circle on the last word power, but that relates to this word excus, which means strength.
那这个蓝色的这个字呢，代表的是力量，力道。
There's four words here to mean strength, and then you have the surpassing greatness that's underlined in the orange as well. So all of these words for all this great power.
所以这四个字呢，从能力、能量、权柄、力道这些字呢，都是在讲的是一种有能力的东西。
So what do you use in Chinese if someone's strong? How do you say that?
强壮。
强壮。
But it doesn't really means strength. But 力道, I was using 力道.
Okay, so yeah, you'd know that better than me. So going on to the next slide here, see, Paul is asking the question, what is the greatness or how great is the power? It's a question which begs an answer. It deserves an answer.
所以保罗在这边问的这个问题呢，是在说，那这个力量到底有多大呢？那这个问题其实是要开始回答了。
Okay, and this is God's power towards us. That's the application, so we can understand what power God has given to us to live the spiritual life.
因为我们要理解神到底给了我们什么样的能力，让我们可以过着属灵的生活。
Okay, now just to go through these words again one more time, and I've given them sort of more succinct, more clear definitions of how they really relate. See, the word dunamis, this relates to the spiritual life that God has given us.So when we had the first power on here, dunamis, and that's what they translate the greatness of his power to us. See, it's to us. So that's the power for the spiritual life.
所以我们刚刚把那些希腊文变成中文的字呢，我们再变成英文，然后我们又变成中文的字，一个个再分析一下。第一个是 dunamis.
Yeah.
那这个字呢，其实讲的是我们属灵，可以过属灵生命的那个能力。
Paul's saying that the power of the spiritual life to us, but actually the Greek here you have eis and hemas, can also, as a preposition, can be translated in us, the power inside us.
而这个能力呢，在希腊文里面看得出来是说这个能力是在我们里面的一个能力。
And that means in your soul, of course.
当然是在指我们的魂里面就得到了这个属灵生命的能力。
Okay, because the spiritual life, we talk about the two powers of the spiritual life given to us. That's doctrine, the power of the word of God, and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而这个属灵的生命里面的那个能力呢，是包含了两件事情。一个呢，就是圣经教义的这些能力，以及呢，圣灵充满的能力。
Okay, because remember the Holy Spirit, he makes what you've remembered, what's in your soul, he brings it into your stream of consciousness at the time you need to remember a certain point of doctrine. The Holy Spirit, he's the librarian in your soul, he brings out the information and he presents it to you and says, now you have to make a decision.
而这个属灵生命的这两种能力呢，第一种是学习圣经教义的能力，而这些学习到的圣经教义，我们放就会在我们的魂里，而圣灵充满的状况，圣灵就可以帮我们从这样的一个属灵的所有的教义里面挑选出我们随时需要用的，碰到不同的困难，我们的圣灵有能力帮我们挑选出我们该要想起的这个金句，而我们就可以应用在我们的下决定的时候。
Remember, even before the Holy Spirit was given to the apostles, Jesus said, when he comes, he will bring to your remembrance all the things that I have taught you.
在五旬节那一天，当神把所有的圣灵给下来的那一下，耶稣基督就曾经告诉过我们，耶稣基督所教导的事情都会由圣灵把它重新的提醒我们。他所以等于是像我们的这个叫做
Now, the second word, the power word that we had was the energia, or energia, I guess they could say here, which means the working, the operational power. So, operational power means through your application. If it's working in your life, it means you have to be applying it, right?
而第二种能力呢，就是所谓的运作的能力。这个运作力呢，就让我们可以知道怎么样去把我们所理解的事情运用在我们的生活中。
Yeah, and that's how this power of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit becomes effective in your life. And it's only going to be effective when it's working, which means you have to use it.
所以呢，因为所有的这些圣经的道跟圣灵所在教导我们、提醒我们的事情，如果我们不去运用在我们的生活上的话，它就没有什么意义。所以重点，这就叫运作力，好，是我们真的要把这些所学所想的去用在生活上。
Okay, and then the next word for power we had was kratos, which means might or authority. That relates to the sovereignty of God. God is the highest God, and he is the one that's organized history on our behalf, and he is the one that makes the decisions. You know, we have our decisions, of course, but God is the one who's, he's God, he's sovereignty.
而第三个能力呢，就是神他能够 掌控我们生命，我们把我们的生命的权主权交给了神的那个主权，那个主权是属于神的，所以让我们的生命是为神而活。
Okay, and then you have the word iskus. That was the last word we have here. It means power and his omnipotence. So God doesn't just have the authority as the ruler, but he has the physical power to bring things, like he brings the universe into existence. This is from his omnipotence. And we're going to see that he brings up people from the dead. He brought Jesus Christ up from the dead. He used his omnipotence. Omnipotence means all powerful. Yeah, he used his power to do this.
而这个最后这个字呢，它讲的是那个神的全能。我们知道神是全能的，他甚至能够让死人复活。所以还有一个是属于神的全能的那个力量。
Okay, let's just see if we can finish this off quickly, okay? Because we've got 5 minutes. So, how great is this power?
所以呢，保罗在问的是说，这个力量到底有多伟大？
So that was Ephesians 1:19. We have the answer in 1:20 and 1:21, really. This is the answer to Paul's question. He's going to answer it for himself.
所以我们要知道，就是以弗所书的一章十九节是保罗在问这个问题，说啊，这力量有多大？而真正的答案呢，就在一章二十节跟二十一节里。
And this power, this great power that we see in these four main nouns there, which he worked in Christ in raising him from the death. That's how powerful it is.
所以这力量有多大呢？在一章二十节就说了，这个力量就是他能够在耶稣基督里把人从死中复活。
And we'll skip over this bit, but then, and he, God the Father, seated him at his right hand in the heavenly. So God the Father took Jesus Christ from death when he was in the grave, and then eventually his body became an eternal body, and now he sits at the right hand of God the Father.
好，所以呢，这个力量有多大呢？是天父将耶稣基督从死中把他复活，同时呢，让耶稣基督坐在父神的右手边。
Oh, actually, oh, I skipped over the bit here. That part of this power relates to his time on the cross. See, when Paul uses the word death, usually they translate it singular. It's actually plural. There's two deaths. The word is plural in the Greek. So we're talking about the spiritual death of Christ on the cross. That means paying the punishment for our sins. And then his physical death. So he had a spiritual death, the physical death, and the resurrection. There's these three things provided by the power of God.
好，这个这边很重要哈，就是一章二十节以弗所书的所用的这个死，这个死是个复数的死哦，不是个单数哦。因为呢，当耶稣在十字架上的时候，他有两个死，一个是他的身体的那个人的身体的死，另外一个是他的属灵生命的死。因为他当他死的那一刻，他是承接了所有人类有史以来的所有的罪，就过去的跟未来的人类的罪而死。所以当这两个死都完成了之后呢，天父再把他复活，所以他在十字架代表了三个意义，就是身体的死、属灵的死，以及再来复活。
Yeah. And then he finishes off by saying that Jesus Christ being sitting at the right hand of God above all principality and authority and power and dominion. So he's higher than all of the satanic dominion, the power of the ruling of Satan, and above all other powers. Now, he is at the right hand of God. He shares in God's power as well.
而他现在呢，耶稣基督被天父好，让他坐在天父的右手边，同时呢，是让他能够拥有超越所有这个世界属世的所有的力量，是比他们都要更高的权柄。
We can have another look at this on Wednesday, but you've got the general idea now. When Paul is talking about this great power that we have, he says, "How great is this power? This power was so great that Christ was able to use that power to go to the cross, take the punishment for the sins." To die and to be resurrected and placed at the right hand of God, and that's the same power that we have.
所以呢，在这一段保罗在强调的是什么呢？就是在强调的是，当我们耶稣基督他上了十字架，然后经历了他的属灵的死，然后肉体的死，然后重新复活，而且可以坐在天父的右手边，然后掌权 他的权柄是超过所有世界万物所有人的权柄，所有的属灵的权柄，属世的权柄，而这样子的这个能量是我们所有的人都一起得到的。
OK, let's bow our heads.
好，低头祷告。
Father, so we give thanks to you for the power given to us that was also in Jesus Christ.
感谢天父，让我们能够得到如同耶稣基督所有的所有的能力。
This power that we have to overcome every problem in life.
而这样的能力可以让我们可以战胜所有的在世上的所有的问题。
And not just the problems we have in life, but this power that helps us to overcome death itself.
而且这样的能力不只是在我们有生之年，就即使是死去之后，我们也都有这样的能力。
We know that we have an eternal future secured because of our relationship with Jesus Christ.
因着与耶稣基督的关系，我们知道我们会有未来的永生。
And pray that as we continue to study and to focus on you, that we can, also see the great.Benefits or the power that you have to us.
而且感谢天父，让我们有这个机会继续的学习，让我们能够继续的能够拥有耶稣基督的所有能力。
So we give thanks for all these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告应着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.